The official album chart on Radio 2.
And coming next, our special guest, John Frusciante. This Cold from the new John Frusciante album, which is called Shadows Collide with People, and John joins us on the album chart. John, good evening to you.
Good evening.
Thanks for coming in. Really appreciate your time. Shadows Collide with People. It's an intriguing title. Where did that come from?
I just woke up one morning here in London. I just asked myself the question, what did I want to call? There's about a minute and a half of instrumental music at the beginning of the album, and at the time I was undecided whether I wanted to give that a title or not, so I asked myself what the title of that would be, and Shadows Collide with People was my sort of response in that kind of state in between when you're sleeping and when you're waking up and you're not quite all there yet, and I just said Shadows Collide with People, and then I immediately realized that it was a good name for the album and I didn't really want to title that bit anyways.
Because there's an art to choosing a title for an album, and you've done solo albums before, but what is it that something has to feel right, something has to click, isn't it?
Yeah, something just clicks in my head. It's hard to explain, but I guess it's that same thing that clicks when a line that you wrote is good or a song is good. Or whatever.
And when do you know that you've got enough material to make a solo album? What is it? Is there something?
Well, I have. Material is nothing that there's ever any shortage of for me. Like, it's more just, do I have the time to go in the studio and record it, or do I have a musician who knows the songs, who can play the drums for me, or, you know, it's just a matter of getting that together, which I've become more and more expedient at doing that part of it, but there's way more songs than...
You make it sound like you could write a few per hour. I mean, have you got a vast library of stuff waiting to be put down if only you had the time?
Yeah, probably about 80 songs.
Do you just write them on the go? I'm just always writing,
and I have, in the last few years, I've spent very little time recording compared to how much time I've spent writing because, I'm always on tour and things.
And do you know if it's going to be a... When a song comes to you, do you know whether it's going to be a track for a solo album or a song for...
No, but I group them together once I have them. Like I had a certain amount of songs that were intended to be mainly acoustic guitar and maybe, one electric guitar overdub or something in vocal. And I was imagining those being for Vincent Gallo's movie Brown Bunny. And then only five of them ended up on the soundtrack album, leaving a lot left over, plus a lot of other ones left over that weren't intended to be with the movie, but also were meant to be real stripped down, just guitar and vocal. And so I've had those in my head as an album for a long time that will be.
But sometimes, I mean, I can imagine a couple of the songs on here being on a Red Hot Chili Peppers album. I wonder if it's a clear delineation in your own mind as to which is which.
Well, the difference in that is just that I don't write lyrics in the Chili Peppers. I sing backing vocals in the Chili Peppers, and I take that. I really love the role. I think backing vocals are a real art form, and I get a lot of pleasure out of being the backing vocalist. We had discussion when I rejoined the band this last time, because he's a fan of the songs that I write on my own, Anthony is. And so he initially, there was a song I wrote called Live Above Hell that he wanted us to do in the Chili Peppers, and I just, as complimented as I was, I felt like I'd rather just keep my solo stuff, John's thoughts, and Chili Peppers, Anthony's thoughts, and not combine the two worlds, because they are such different worlds as far as his lyrical perspective and my lyrical perspective.
And obviously it's a chance to work with different musicians, but Fleet Hens, I believe he played bass on
one song.
On one song, but that's it. There's no other band involvement at all.
Well, Chad plays the drums on the record. Yeah, he plays the upright bass on one song.
But do you see it as a chance to just to break out? And because you've had such phenomenal success, particularly with the last couple of albums, that you can do what you want on this one?
Oh yeah, yeah, there's a lot of freedom. The person who I mainly collaborate with on this stuff is my friend Josh Klinghoffer, who's a 24-year-old wonderful musician who can play every instrument. He's my main collaborator when it comes to recording my solo music. He's the person who I like being with the best, and we think very much the same way. Our musical tastes are very similar, but he always can see my songs from a perspective that I can't see them from, so.
And do you need that relationship? Because you're not in a band relationship with this album.
I don't need it. I just enjoy it. I just enjoy, in the Chili Peppers, everything is very democratic. For my solo records, they're just my songs that I wrote, so I'm the main one who knows exactly the direction the song should take. I love hearing somebody else's ideas, you know.
As soon as anyone looks at the track listing on the album, I know there are hundreds of tracks on there, absolutely loads of them, and some of them are full-blown songs, and some of them there's a lot of interesting noises going down, a bit of sonic experimentation there.
Yeah.
What's going on there?
I've been, especially around the time when we were recording this record, Josh and I were both spending a lot of time listening to some of the underground avant-garde abstract experimental electronic artists who are gracing the planet at the moment. Some of them are a guy named Pita and a guy named Finesse and a guy named Eckard Ehlers. And we were listening to that music a lot, and some of it came out in some of the experimental electronic things that came in that we put in between the songs.
There's one, Failure 33 Object is fantastic.
Mm.
I mean, it's never going to get any radio plays, but it's great.
Thanks. It's this big modular synthesizer that kind of looks like the wall of a spaceship or something. That's what I did that piece with.
Let's play another track from your solo album, John Wednesday's song. Tell us about this.
I wrote it in Japan. I was playing along with the album Help, and that song popped out.
Okay. John Frusciante, it's been great to have you in. Thank you very much indeed for your time. Here's Wednesday's song from John's brand new solo album.
You make it through the day. See things on the Wednesday song. It's not you go home alone. How does thing go off right? How do you look another night? You back under my hat. And even knowing that you're home, nothing ever meant more than switching rooms to a door. How did do another one? Flames flashing words. You know. The sun, no one ever becomes the others thought they should have been inside the world they can see. You know. Everything that I believe.
Together, the album's got a lot of experimental stuff and a lot of good songs as well. John Frusciante's got a new album out, comes out next Monday, March the 1st. You heard a couple of songs that were played with This Cold at the beginning. That was Wednesday's song, and the album's called Shadows Collide with People.
The official album chart on Radio 2. New release.
Okay, so if that album from John Frusciante comes out.